We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Monday morning, and this part of the show is brought to you by Spot Hero. Hooman is doing something with the San Francisco Opera. What is happening here? This is something you're...
Well,
it says so right here on RadioAlice.com.
I do know that I am doing... Yeah, I usually take a bunch of listeners, and from what I understand, you can, enter online and...
Yes, that's right.
Join me at the opera, yeah.
Only six performances beginning November 4th. This is Manon?
Yes. Manon.
Oh, Manon.
Manon.
So it's not Manon, it's... Manon.
That would have been better.
Yeah.
That would have been, oh, no wonder Hooman's going.
It says, join Hooman at the San Francisco Opera.
It's by a French.
For Manon?
It's by for Manon.
Yeah, it's by a French guy.
Yeah, Massenet.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Five acts. Should
God, I can't imagine anyone I'd rather go to the opera with than you.
I know. It'll be enjoyable. I'm excited.
So go to RadioAlice.com and you can get yourself registered.
We're going on a Friday night, everyone.
Yeah,
if you get chosen,
Friday,
it's a
November
Friday
10th.
Night. Yeah.
Man on!
Man on, everybody. With Hooman from RadioAlice.com.
Thanks, Hooman.
Is that part of the show? The
Thunder Down Under, maybe.
Of course it's called Man On.
Of course it is.
I think it's Manon. Manon.
Just seeing if anything else Manon. Happens.
I think it's Manon.
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 Yeah. Whenever they put the pronunciation in brackets, I never know how to pronounce it. Do you?
Sometimes.
Okay.
I like when, because they'll capitalize like the stress syllable and you get like a better idea. And finally... Here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code BRIDGE for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Parking. Jane, sit down. You might want to sit down for this, Janie.
You think she missed the first break?
I don't know if she was listening at 6. I just want to make sure that she... I don't want to knock her over. Ed Sheeran has been rushed to the hospital after he was knocked off his bike in London. The singer is feared to have suffered a broken arm when he collided with a car in the capital, London. Jane, I'm looking over at Jane's office like Jane's going to be at you there listening.
Nope, just the red and black wallpaper that she put in the window.
Yeah. He went on Instagram to assure everyone, don't worry, I'm okay. It's just my arms are a bit bandaged.
Yeah, he's mangled.
Yeah, so if you follow him, I think it's Teddy's photos. I think that's his Instagram.
Oh.
He has one is in a full cast. Like it looks like his right arm was broken. And then, but his left arm is in a sling. I mean,
why Teddy's photos? His name? Tedward?
Well, Edward, sometimes Teddy's the nickname for that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
Like, it's like, wasn't Ted Kennedy? Edward Kennedy?
Well, how would we know about that?
I don't know.
Edward Christopher Sheeran. His name.
Edward. Yeah.
Teddy. So people call him Teddy.
Ed or Teddy.
Okay. So Ted can be short for Edward or Theodore. Both.
Yeah. Oh, there's no Tedward?
There's no
All right. Is Ned always short for Neddard?
Sure.
Ned Ed Stark.
All right.
Anyway. Back to Ed Sheeran, who is also on Game of Thrones, of course. It all ties together. Mm-hmm. He broke an arm, it looks like, and he collided with a car on his bike. He's on Instagram reassuring his fans he's all right. He said, I've had a bit of a bicycle accident. I'm currently waiting on some medical advice, which may affect some of my upcoming shows. Please stay tuned for further news. Ed, kiss. Little X. What it's really going to affect is the 15-date tour that he was doing. He was supposed to kick it off, I think, this Sunday in Asia. So... probably that whole thing will get postponed. Unless he was planning to tour with the band. I know he does the solo thing sometimes, but I think he does have a touring band. He wouldn't be able to play any guitar. He'd just have to stand there with his arms all slinged up and cast it up and just sing with his beautiful voice. But he's...
Or can it and come back another time.
Sure.
See you in a year, yeah.
My arm's a bit achy. I just don't want to.
Dude, I'm standing here with broken arms. I can't wipe my own butt.
Right. I got a stinky butt.
Yeah.
I really feel like I should just be home alone with that.
It takes 15. I'm throwing toilet paper in the air.
And just hoping it lands.
Hope it swipes me on its way down.
They've attached one of those toilet scrubbers to the wall. It's the only way.
Yep.
And now he broke his arm. You have to redo that. That's hilarious. Those are the funniest lyrics. Every single time that comes out, me and Britt always look at each other and go, broke my leg. Tears for Fears.
I like these guys.
Yeah, me too. They're wonderful. So they have their first new song in 13 years out today. It's called I Love You, But I'm Lost. And I haven't heard it yet, but Bryn got it for us. And he said that you said I'm specifically going to love it.
I think you'll like it.
You think
it
this is up my alley.
Like their past stuff. Yeah. Okay.
Here we go. Brand new Tears for Fears.
Oh. That's pretty good.
It's you're right. It's not bad at all.
I can't believe you didn't bone that guy. Such a disappointment.
I was married. I can't believe you would want me to. You who love the sanctity of marriage so much.
Yeah, it is my thing, isn't it?
It is. So it looks like Rule the World, a 16-track collection, is going to come out on November 10th. It's exactly that.
November 10th.
That's what it says.
All right.
Tears for Fears, greatest hits. And I guess they've had a greatest hits before. But anyway, I Love You But I'm Lost is included in there. But it's all the big ones. Everybody Wants the World to Rule the World, Shout, Mad World, Sowing the Seeds of Love, Head Over Heels, and a bunch of other ones that I've never heard.
All their hits, you mean?
Yeah.
Shout was a huge hit.
Here's the track list if you want it. Rule the World is the name of the new greatest hits.
Did you get the Beck album?
I didn't.
It's really good.
We streamed it. I streamed my Beck thing, and so we heard a couple of new things, but I didn't listen to the whole album all the way through. Did you love it? What was the other one you were going to buy?
I bought a bunch of new stuff. I was listening to the new Marilyn Manson. I got the Beck album. Oh, it's so good. Mm-hmm. I love it. I don't remember what I can't think straight right now, but I got 3 or 4 new albums.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I had plenty of time to play music, too.
Well, it's when we're doing homework.
Oh, man.
You know.
The worst thing about my weekend, honestly, with all the moving and all that, was the sudden need to get something from the Home Depot, and we need it 20 minutes ago.
What did you need?
Like, we needed something that when the movers were putting the washer and dryer in, there's a pan and a little overflow thing, and that thing didn't fit right, and these guys are sitting there like, well, we can split. And I'm like, no, you can't split.
I don't know how to put that in.
Well, I know how to put the part in. I can't put the washer back over the without them. So I went,
do something else. There's got to be something else you can do here.
Just ran for it. Yeah, I mean, it's... But I got to listen to music is the point.
Oh, that's
while
good.
While I was jamming around in traffic.
Yeah, nothing like that. It's super fun. But for the most part, not even for the most part. All your stuff's at the new house. Did your daughter come home and then run around in the backyard? Is that the funnest thing? Or like, how fun is it to have
a
backyard?
You know what was funny
again,
is that we actually pulled up after our friend Trina. Thank you, Trina. Had our child and her kids out for most of the day. They went to see a movie while we did the bulk of the moving. Right. And we pull up, and there's the ice cream man in front of our house. You know the ice cream truck?
I sure do.
And we just started laughing like, oh, God, she's in heaven right now. She got to see My Little Pony movie. The ice cream man drove up while they were waiting outside for us.
And her room is petal pink.
Yeah.
So did she spend the whole night in her new room?
Yeah. Well, I don't. I'm here, so I don't know what their deal is, but.
But she didn't come into your bed last night.
Yeah, was she in your bed?
Oh, no, she didn't.
Oh.
That's great. First night in the new house. First night ever spent the whole night in her bed.
I don't know that that was the whole night. I was up very early this morning.
So she probably woke her up as
I
she
didn't
went in.
Spend the whole night in my bed.
Oh.
Anyway, next story.
Okay. Hooman, I guess this is kind of for you
because
we love, you know, Cinderella so much. Don't know what you got till it's gone.
I thought you were talking about the Disney Cinderella.
No. Oh, there you go. And how about this one?
Yeah, they're okay. I mean, I was never really into them as far
nobody's
as the hair metal.
Nobody's fool. Nobody's fool. Do that one. That's a good one. Oh, yeah. So, the singer for this band, Tom Kiefer, are they about to get to it?
I'm not sure. You tell me.
I think they're going back into a verse. Yeah, I want the, nobody's fool. Nobody's
they all sound the same
fool.
Anyway, Sarah. It doesn't matter. Just play the first one.
Stop it. Cinderella frontman Tom Kiefer. Apparently, he's out doing a solo tour.
Oh, good for him.
Rushed to the hospital last night.
Oh, no.
After succumbing to heat exhaustion.
Oh, he didn't break both his arms.
No, he didn't. Okay. It wasn't nearly as fantastic as
sorry, that. Tedward beat you.
Yep.
Tom Kiefer.
Tedward and Thomas. Oh, there it is. Nobody's fool. Nobody's fool.
Please tell me you don't like this.
I don't. I actually, of all the hair bands, they were one of my least favorite.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. But it's fun to, you know, relive those olden days.
So where is this tour? Like Fresno and Bakersfield?
No, he was in... Listen to this. This is funny. He was in Warrendale, Pennsylvania at Jurgles Rhythm Grill.
Oh.
Which I guess means...
Sound like a sizzler or something?
Sounds like the Scott Capurro tour.
Yeah. Well, at least this one has rhythm in the name. Like, maybe they're set up for rock shows.
But it also has the word grill in it.
It does. Yeah. Grill with an E, though, which means it's classy.
And what was the first name? Jurgles?
Jurgle. J-E-R-G-E-L. Would you say Jurgle?
I'd say Sizzler.
No. Does the logo have a picture of Jurgle there? Is this some old guy?
There's no... You know what? I wish there was a picture of this Jurgle. I mean, it'd be fun to see. Can you see if you can find Jurgle's Rhythm Cafe? Or Grill with an E. Let's see what that looks like. Warrendale, Pennsylvania, which we lived in Pennsylvania, and I've never heard of Warrendale. So that's, maybe it's Western.
It's a big state.
It is a very large state.
Oh, it's like independent. It's like an actual venue.
Oh.
It's not really a grill. But it's kind of like a lame hard rock cafe.
Two-story music venue serving down-home eats. Also features a cigar and scotch bar.
Oh.
And free Wi-Fi.
Oh. Well, that is a plus.
Mm-hmm.
So he was supposed to, he didn't play there, though.
Why?
Because he succumbed to heat exhaustion.
All right.
You know.
Well, we know what that means.
That he OD'd on something?
Yeah.
Oh.
Duh.
No, I don't know.
that is the code word for Hollywood.
He is an old dude now. I mean, maybe he really did just like, oh, God, the sun's so hot.
What's the guy's name again?
Tom Kiefer.
How do you not know that?
Yeah, how do you not know that?
This is your music.
I never liked Cinderella.
You didn't?
No.
Did you like Wasp?
Nah, not really. I liked Warrant.
Vacant crap. Man, they're all awful.
Wasp had one song I liked, though.
No, they didn't.
Let's and they have I Wanna Be Somebody, Be Somebody Too. 56? Oh, yeah, he's wicked old. He's like 6 years older than me.
They had a song called Scream and Wild Child.
Oh. You know what? Maybe they get Anthrax.
Wow, that
is Anthrax is good.
I didn't like them either.
They're all explicit.
Anthrax isn't that hair nonsense. Mm-hmm. Anthrax is decent.
So this happened Sunday morning. Kiefer's publicist sent out a statement that said, Tom Kiefer was forced to postpone tonight's performance at Jurgle's Rhythm Grill due to a medical emergency. Later in the day, a second statement said he's recovering well, should be able to return to the road shortly. Tom was regretfully forced to postpone his performance in Warrendale. Transported to a local hospital, underwent tests, was kept overnight. He's in stable condition, and they believe the episode points to heat exhaustion and severe dehydration. He was given fluids. He's resting comfortably. And that's it. I just thought it was funny that he was playing the Jurgles. Plus, I wanted to hear Nobody's Fool, like that one.
Okay.
And sometimes it's about me. Harvey Weinstein's been booted from the Motion Picture Academy. Still in. Lots of other people have been accused of terrible things, including Roman Polanski. I mean, I guess Woody Allen's probably still in there.
O.J. Simpson.
Sure.
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby. I mean, but rest easy, Harvey Weinstein's out.
707 is texting in. Can you guys give us a quick origin of the Harvey Weinstein? Who was the whistleblower? It was the New York Times.
It was. They did a big expose, and then everybody... As soon as that happened, people started tweeting.
The floodgates opened.
And they're saying, I mean, I don't know what the number's at now, but it's got to be pushing 40. I have a whole list, like, let's see. London police are investigating allegations against Harvey from two women. One of them may have been British actress Lizette Anthony. She said that Harvey raped her in the 80s and stalked her. Angie Everhart said Harvey pleasured himself in front of her. Eva Green, that's the chick you love from Penny.
Oh, my God.
Dreadful.
Yeah, yeah. What about her?
She had to push him off of her. He climbed on. Minka Kelly. She's so gorgeous. I love that girl. Friday Night Lights. She is sorry that she didn't speak up when Harvey hit on her a few years back. Quentin Tarantino released a statement through his friend Amber Tamblyn saying that he is stunned. I don't know why he had to go through her. He's stunned and heartbroken about the Harvey Weinstein situation. He's made all his movies with the Weinsteins. And so, but he's a dude. And apparently a lot of guys didn't realize how deep this ran. Harvey reportedly told some friends that Oprah has offered to publicly support him. She hasn't. She wants to make that clear.
Why would he say that?
But Oprah's team is like, no, she didn't.
It doesn't sound like, Sarah, that dudes were invited to Harvey Weinstein's private hotel parties.
Or so when they were, they actually did discuss business.
Oh, right.
You know, they, so sure. They were like, oh, I thought you were going to lay me out on a couch. But I guess not.
Right.
And SNL, who actually got some grief over last weekend not saying one thing about Harvey Weinstein, made up for it this weekend. Here's a little bit from Weekend Update.
And it's a prison.
Oh, and it's a prison.
Pretty funny.
I know.
Well done.
Like, oh, that was
who is that boy?
That's Colin Jost, who, by the way, I think is doing Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, boy.
He's the one who keeps being spotted with her at all the parties. That's a get for him, man. I mean, pays to be funny. He's cute enough, but.
Scarlett Johansson's like in the top three in Hollywood right
Agreed.
Now.
She's so beautiful.
Listen to you guys.
You don't think so? You don't love her?
I don't know. Just you don't in like the middle of all this, you know, sex scandal talk, it's hard to hear someone go, oh, that chick's hot.
She is hot.
Oh, she's top three.
Colin Jost?
Colin Jost, J-O-S-T.
Good joke, Col.
Yeah, was a good one. And it's a prison.
You know who just caught crap was, and I didn't hear it, but it was on Sunday Night Football. Al Michaels made a reference to the Weinstein. The Giants are having a worse week than Harvey Weinstein. And caught crap.
Yeah. You can't make any jokes. James Corden also got a bunch of crap from Rose McGowan. I actually looked everywhere. I couldn't find a transcript of the actual joke he had said that made her so mad.
Oh.
Did you see that somewhere?
Yeah, I heard it a few times.
Oh, no, I didn't hear
it. It was
at
the AMFAR he was hosting. A benefit there.
And he made a joke and she was pissed. And it's too soon to joke about this.
Yeah.
There's no joking.
All right.
So, on a totally different note, something fun that we're all going to be participating in on October 31st is a little something called Halloween.
Oh, right.
Super
I gotta get
fun.
On that.
Everybody's got to get a costume, Vinny. Here's some ideas for you. They say right now these are the top 10 sort of pop culture things that people are dressing as. You want to guess what's everyone dressing as?
Donald Trump.
Trump is not in the top 10, although that's, you know, I'm sure there'll be lots of Trumps.
Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein also. Maybe this list came out before.
Sean Spicer.
No, but that would be that's a great one, actually. You got to get that podium so everybody knows.
Oh, right.
He's got to be Game of Thrones stuff on there, right?
Yeah, Game of Thrones?
No.
No?
They're saying Mantis from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. That was the Asian chick, right?
Who she even had saw that?
Oh, my God, I did.
Oh.
Yeah, but nobody would dress as Mantis. That's a throwaway
They're saying
character.
Zombie Taylor Swift from Look What You Made Me Do. Look What You Made Me
That's
Do.
Dumb.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Those are 0-2.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hugh Hefner and a playmate that you could go together because he just croaked.
I get it.
Wonder Woman, obviously.
That's always
a big
there.
One. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Such a hot outfit, you know. Belle and the Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
Are you going to be Wonder Woman?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Oh, you're not? I thought you were going to be Wonder Woman.
No, I'm going to use that costume I had from the Game of Thrones event.
Oh, right. Oh, there's zombie Taylor Swift. Okay.
Let me have a look at that.
So she's a zombie.
Yeah, so basically, if you dress as a zombie with blonde hair, you'll just say, yeah, I'm zombie Taylor Swift. Duh, don't you know anything? So Belle and the Beast from Beauty and the Beast. Beyonce's pregnancy announcement. Is that the one where she was like laying in all the flowers and stuff?
Yeah.
So I guess you just cover yourself in flowers and
you gotta be like in a, you know, a mall kind of background. You know what I mean? Like it looks like a picture that you took at the mall.
Yeah, that was a weird picture. Had that weird window in it.
Yeah,
I don't remember it at all.
Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone from La La Land. You gotta wear the outfits and do the dances.
That yellow dress was cute.
Really cute. A handmaid from The Handmaid's Tale. They dress all in red. They get the white.
Do you watch that show?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That was the best show on TV this year.
I tried to watch it. I couldn't find it.
Oh, it's on Hulu.
I know, but I mean, I tried to find it elsewhere and couldn't find it.
You know what we're watching now on Hulu?
No.
Because we already have the subscription, the prescription, is another show that chick's in, Elizabeth Moss from Mad Men. She was, I guess, Peggy on Mad Men. She did The Handmaid's Tale. Mm-hmm. She's in this show called Top of the Lake where she's a detective in New Zealand, and it's freaking fascinating.
If you like her, watch her in Mad Men.
I know.
Excellent.
I need to watch Mad Men. I've only seen a couple
episodes.
I mean,
it's such a weird look at the way the world, the way we were.
Mm. Well, especially now.
Is she the star of Handmaid's Tale?
She is.
Wow. So she's one of the stars of Mad Men. She's the star of this Top of the Lake, and she's the star of Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
That's
she's
amazing.
Really
and
Dawn
Draper is sort of the key figure of Mad Men, but she's a huge star in that show. Mm. And you could argue the star.
Is that so?
She's a big part of that show.
Yeah. She's, I mean, just in the first, I've only watched, I think, the first two episodes of it, and she's like in there. She's a brand new girl, right?
Yeah.
On the first episode.
Assistant copywriter or something like that. But she really makes a transformation as the series progresses.
Yeah, wow. She's a woman coming up.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
So she's the number three, the Handmaid's Tale, if you're going to dress up for Halloween. Pregnant Kylie Jenner. And Pennywise the Clown from It. That's the big one this year.
That seems like a lot of work, Sarah. Pennywise.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. my costume, it's...
Oh, you love it?
Oh, it's great.
What are you again?
I'm not going to tell you.
Why?
You'll have to come to the secret show to find out. I mean, I guess I'll wear it that morning on the show, on the regular
show. Is it the kind where people are going to go, what are you or who are you?
It's going to be super obvious. There's no guessing or questions about my costume.
I don't want to tell you guys what I'm going to be either. So
a pirate?
Don't ask.
A prince. A pirate, a prince.
A prince that's a pirate.
Man on.
Man on.
He's gonna be the thunder down under.
Yeah.
All right, Ben, what's coming up?
I'll get to that story about the man who hides from his wife. Also, Instagram makes the news and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 7:38, Monday morning. That's Pink. She played on SNL this weekend. Sounded great, as expected. She's such a rockin' chick. I was thinking that, that she just looks, I mean, I don't know, what is she, in her 40s now? I have no idea how old she is. But she just, she looked like, she looks
38.
So not worked on. Like, she's got her hair, and she's got the shaved sides of her head, and she, you know, she's sort of, like tough, fancy. But she's, like, you know, her forehead fully crinkles. I like it. She's just like, oh, she just puts it all out there. And she's got the backup singer. She actually went and stood between her backup singers and kind of slung an arm around them and was singing. It was nice. Anyway, I feel like Pink, she's coming to, I think it's Oracle, right? 18th and 19th of May. Which is still a ways off, you know, but make your plans now. This part of the show is brought to you by Spot Hero, our Halloween secret show. It's coming. guess when it is. It's Halloween.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't give you time to guess. Sorry. On Tuesday, on Halloween, the 31st of this month, we are going to head over to Club Fugazi right after this show and do a little lunchtime secret show. You got to be over 21 and you have to win your way in. It's a costume contest, so there's opportunities for you to win some excellent prizes. And there are lots and lots of chances to win your way in. We're doing this all this week, every hour on the fives from 8 a.m. until 4. So in just a couple minutes, we'll have your first chance to win a pair of tickets. You have to be over 21. Be listening for your chance to call in and be the winner. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code BRIDGE for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon here on Alice. She's having a tough day.
Yeah.
It seems her, what should we call her? Her discovery.
Her protege.
Her protege?
I don't know. She was the first person who I ever heard going off about Ed Sheeran, though. He used to sit in her office and play with Legos before he, you know, was a hit singer-songwriter.
He's been injured, it seems, in a bike crash, and it's going to affect Jane.
You should have told her to sit down. What if she hasn't heard the news yet?
You don't think he was the... His first call was to Jane before even calling... What do they dial there? 211?
Something like that. 999.
Yeah, whatever. I'm sure he called Jane before he called for help.
Yeah, probably. She probably told him what the emergency number was.
In fact, he was probably laid out on the cement and he said, Jane, sit down. I have to tell you something.
He held up his phone. Call Jane.
Anyway, Jane
with a Y.
Jane's on in the afternoon here on Alice. She's fantastic. Please check her out.
Please do.
You'll be glad you did.
Yeah, especially today. She's going to need the support.
Right.
Call her and say nice things to her. This is not her day.
Here's what's happening. Fire crews made significant progress over the weekend, and it looks like there's PG&E is restoring power. And so things are a little bit, the news is a little bit better today than we've heard as more fires are contained. They're getting a handle on things, and rain is forecast for Northern California. Lighter winds also could help firefighters finally put these fires out, which will be the best possible news we could offer.
Right.
As we do have 40 people dead and 57, what was the number?
5, I think it was 5,700
structures burned. So,
it's unreal. And if you watch any news at all, you have seen some of this devastation. But you were saying, where were you watching
it, the Facebook, before and after stuff? On Facebook, you keep seeing these montages of video from Napa and Sonoma, and they show the structure and how it used to look, and then they show it now. Or in some cases, they have it on fire.
Right. Mm.
Which is very impactful. A beautiful structure that looks like a place where you'd want to go spend a weekend, and then it on fire. So, anyway, there's that. Zappos is offering to pay funeral costs for the 58 victims of the Las Vegas mass shooting.
Are they really?
Way to go, Zappos. Zappos is in Vegas, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. What's that little town? Right outside Henderson. I believe their offices are in Henderson.
The Las Vegas-based retailer has already given roughly $20,000 to three families for funeral and transportation-related costs, and it looks like they're gonna do it for everyone. So that's huge.
It is. I like Zappos.
We have
a lot of listeners that work at Zappos too.
Yeah.
I want to say my girl, Jennifer. Is that her name?
Your girl.
Well, she's written me a bunch of times.
I don't recall.
I think it's Jen. If it is. If it's not, I'm sorry. But I appreciate you listening.
Former San Francisco 49er Colin Kaepernick has filed a grievance against the NFL, accusing the league of making a secret pact to keep him out.
It is how it seems.
He's still unemployed.
I feel like he's not wrong.
And as they have looked to bring in new players, second, third string, and in some cases, like Aaron Rodgers just went down over the weekend, so that's a problem.
Yeah.
They've continued to not hire Colin Kaepernick. They say here, no NFL owner or team is obligated to sign him, but they're not allowed to keep him out, blackball him, so to speak. Under the league's collective bargaining agreement, the owners are not allowed to band together to blackball a player. So you can not sign him if you don't like him, but you can't collude to keep him out. One of the this is going to be very difficult to prove, right? Because an owner can say, my fans don't like him. They yep. don't like his stance, and they don't like him, and I can't afford, my business can't afford to lose business. Mm-hmm. So that each individual owner could probably come in and say that.
And he's trying to prove that they had a secret meeting that they colluded against him.
It's going
to
be interesting. I do think that it feels like that, for
uh-huh.
sure.
Uh-huh. To see him, you know, getting passed over time and time again. But you're right. Each one of them can individually say, look, the NFL's having a tough enough time. What I didn't need was any bad press in my town.
39 quarterbacks have been signed since Colin became a free agent, and many of them are no-name guys. They're pulling out of the woodwork. Yeah,
and he's a known quantity. Like, you know, they went to the Super Bowl with him.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
I say we.
We.
The Niners. Right. Yeah. Yeah, he showed moments of brilliance.
He did.
He had some, you know, but moments of brilliance.
He's a pretty young player.
Yeah.
As, you know.
Yes. Yeah. He played great with Harbaugh after they got rid of Harbaugh and some other player injuries happened. You know, a lot of times stuff gets put on the quarterback, but they had a first-time coach take over for Harbaugh.
Right.
I don't know.
Back to school.
For Kaepernick to prove collusion, he would need to show that two or more teams or the league office and at least one team conspired in some way to deny him an opportunity to play in the NFL. He doesn't need to show all 31 teams. He just needs to show two.
And I wonder if there will be people within those organizations who will step up to give him the evidence that he needs, or if those doors are just shut. Because that's what the first thing I thought was, all he needs is one person to rat somebody out.
All he, it says in this article by Sports Illustrated, if he has an email, a text, if there's a social media post, some kind of video, some audio recording, a handwritten note, sworn testimony from some witness, that could be enough. So, it looks like
it'll be interesting.
And he's got a badass lawyer too, doesn't he?
He does. Mark Garagos, I think, is who he got.
Yeah.
That's one of those guys you always hear his name in all the big high-profile cases.
This story is one of those great heartwarming.
Oh,
yeah. Well, is it heartwarming? I'm not sure.
All right.
Think it is. A 68-year-old New Jersey man said a TV news report led to his discovering that he won $24.1 million from the New York Lotto. Oh. Apparently, Jimmy Smith of East Orange told the New York Lottery officials he was watching a segment on the evening news about an unclaimed $24.1 million lottery jackpot from May 25th, 2016.
That was like about to expire or something?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
The broadcast led him to retrieve a stack of unchecked tickets. A stack he had stashed in the pocket of a shirt hanging in his closet. I ended up with a stack, a pile of tickets, including the one they were talking about on the news.
Oh, my God.
I stood there for a minute thinking, did I see what I think I see?
Yeah, it would be hard to believe, wouldn't it?
I had to stick my head out the window to breathe some fresh air. I was in serious doubt. I really had to convince myself this was real. He had the ticket sitting in his closet, the one worth $24.1 million.
Thank God he saw that, because if it had expired, that's that, right?
Right, that is that. Yep. Smith, a father of two and a grandfather of 12, said he'd been playing the lottery since the 60s, but he never rushes to check his tickets.
I guess not.
I always told myself, I'll check him when I have time. He says he plans to hold an all-family discussion to talk about what they should do with his newfound riches. Pretty great, right?
That's a
all of a
crazy
sudden, his
story.
Family grows.
Yeah. Wait, where'd all these people come from? I thought I just had a couple.
A little over a decade ago, a guy in his early 50s named Malcolm Applegate from this story from England. He was over his wife nagging him, he says.
Yeah.
He'd had it.
Enough of that.
So he disappeared. One day he vanished and no one heard from him again for a decade.
Oh!
He recently turned up at a center called Emmaus Greenwich, which... I hope I said that right.
Emmaus?
E-M-M-A-U-S.
Okay.
Emmaus?
All right. Greenwich?
It's a homeless center.
Oh.
They help people get back on their feet, specifically older people.
So this guy checked out and said, I'd rather be homeless than go to my home and get nagged by my wife.
It turns out he hated his marriage so much that he'd been living in the woods for 10 years.
Just in the woods?
In the woods.
Wow.
It was right next to a community center for senior citizens that where he worked as a gardener. So he just went underground.
Jeez.
Then at night after he gardened, he'd go back to the woods where he lived. In the woods.
Alone, without a nagging wife.
To avoid his wife.
Huh. What it is his wife
eventually
still
he'd heard about this place and he decided to head over there for an interview. He moved in and now at 62 he's putting his life back together. Which included getting in touch with his sister, who'd figured he'd been, you know, dead.
Right. After 10 years, I think they can get you legally declared dead.
It looks like he hasn't gotten back in touch with his wife. Mm. But it seems love is harder for some of us than others.
It is.
Like he just couldn't take it anymore. Yeah. The pain was too much.
It's so complicated, though, because now if she got him declared dead and remarried, like now she's married to two people. Mm-hmm. If there was an insurance payout for the guy's life, then she owes that money back. So he's succeeded and created some problems for her.
It's so weird. Dude, you ruined your own life.
Or made it way better.
Yeah, he's probably so much happier, right?
Right. Obviously, he was happy enough to be out in the woods for 10. He was like, this works.
Yeah. Or you could break up.
Sometimes it's hard.
I know it's hard, but or you could just break up.
Yeah.
God.
He couldn't do it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Vinny, The Handmaid's Tale is on iTunes for $24.99 for the whole season. All right.
Oh.
So I got to buy it, but. At least I don't have to be signed up to something that's going to be a recurring bill.
Well, you could sign up for 1 month for $9.99.
I don't. That, and all that. Then you got to put something on your calendar to remember to cancel.
What's so what? It's still $20 cheaper than that.
It's too much. Life has enough red tape. Mm. I can't put more red tape in my life just
why don't
for.
You
and
just
plus,
read the book.
Then I'm putting myself into another database.
You're already in it. You got
I
it for $11.22.
Well, and I don't want to get back in it.
Oh, for God's
had it.
Sake.
All these things you got to join. Enough.
You God. Could get, but you'd also get Top of the Lake. I think Hulu's worth it. I'm going to keep Hulu. I watch a lot of stuff on
you
there.
You keep all the stuff you get, though.
That's true. I'm only on, well, now I'm on CBS All Access because of Star Trek. I had to get it for Star Trek.
Of course.
And I feel like I'll probably watch some Big Brother stuff on that, right? Like, that'll be worth it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
510 says, Vinny, Scarborough Lumber is down the street. Yes, I was there too.
Oh.
This is the Ace Hardware near my house. As I was telling you the story of moving over the weekend, I kept finding myself having to run out and get things.
Right now, because the movers are here.
And more. There was multiple things where I found myself and just sitting in traffic like, oh, God, I need a helicopter. Why doesn't this thing have a helicopter function or something?
Wouldn't that be so great?
Yeah.
It's like a personal little flying pod with a cargo hold.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. You got a little stuffy nose there?
My throat's been so irritated.
Bonnie, I'm going to name my next kid Tedward.
Oh, Tedward. That's adorable.
415 says, so has Hooman been watching Halt and Catch Fire?
Mm.
It's a great show about failure.
I actually was reading a piece about that in USA Today. It just ended. They did 4 seasons of it. It's on AMC, and it was very low rated, but it's about not just the start of Silicon Valley, but about the whole tech thing. It's set in like the 80s as this group of people is trying to...
Stars Lee Pace.
Oh, who's that?
He plays Orlando Bloom's dad in The Hobbit. Remember?
No.
He's like the king of the elves.
Oh, I do know that
guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
He's kind of jerky.
Yeah, I love
that
guy.
Yeah.
Isn't he jerky?
I thought that's not the guy from The Matrix.
And he's also, no, it's not. Oh. And it's also the bad guy. No, you're thinking about somebody. You're thinking about the lord of all the elves. I'm just talking about from The Hobbit. I'm not talking about Lord of the Rings.
Oh.
Orlando Bloom's
dad.
Because
that's not confusing at all.
It shouldn't be. The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings. And then did you ever see the first Guardians of the Galaxy? Remember that purple dude?
Oh, that was him?
Yeah, that's also Lee Pace. Oh.
I can't play
I might watch the show just for that guy.
Well, it's four seasons of it. I was reading, they were saying it's excellent, and nobody ever watched it. It's over now.
Halt and Catch Fire.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, we'll start with the bad news for Jane.
She texted me.
Did she? What'd she say?
Ed!
I know, poor Ed. I have a Game of Thrones engagement that is just epic. Out of the blue, as far as I'm concerned. Very exciting. You already know about this, Hooman?
No. Is it somebody from the TV show?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I won't look it up. I'll wait till...
Yeah, don't look it up. And I got a story about Larry Flint that's pretty funny, too. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.